CBS News Hurricane Watch. I'm Mitchell Krause. Texas could be spared the brunt of Hurricane Gilbert, but the area around Brownsville is already experiencing tornadoes spawned by the hurricane.
We have had a report of a tornado touchdown in the north side of San Juan, moving into Far, with some damage to mobile homes and buildings in those two communities.
Weather forecasters are now saying the main portion of Gilbert will most likely make a landfall some 60 to 70 miles south of Brownsville along the Mexican coast between Matamoros and Tampico. That should occur around nightfall. But the fringes of Gilbert are expected to dump up to 20 inches of rain on the Texas Hill Country north of Brownsville and on up the coast as far as Galveston. Gilbert is about 160 miles from the coast right now. CBS radio affiliate KURV in McAllen, Brownsville, is helping listeners prepare for the storm and its aftermath.
Some announcements. Couch Lumber will be open all day long today until they can't be open any longer. They have masking tape. They have wood to cover your windows. They have glass. Al Martin of Martin Farm and Ranch in Edinburgh says he still had a few sand bags with sand in them. The pump house at 10th and Harvey and McAllen is also open for business today. Wayne says he has some water left, a little bit of ice. Containers as well.
While the U.S. prepares, the death toll mounts in the areas already hit by Gilbert. Now 26 people are reported to have died in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, in addition to as many as 30 were killed when Gilbert hit Jamaica. Hurricane Watch, I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. Forecasters now say Hurricane Gilbert's 120-mile-an-hour winds are aimed at the Mexican coastline south of the border city of Brownsville, Texas. Even so, by early evening, Brownsville could come under 100-mile winds. Faith Daniel is there.
A lot of people left yesterday. There are thousands of people in shelters already. City officials are expecting as many as 10,000 people with no place else to go to head into the city shelters before this is all over. But there are plenty of people around who have been through these storms enough times before that they're tempted to ride this one out.
Already, Gilbert is blamed for 58 deaths in Mexico and the Caribbean and $8 billion in damage. Burma's 26-year-old socialist government, seemingly on its last legs, today bowed to opposition demands, saying all members of the military and civil service are now free to quit the ruling socialist party, until now a prerequisite for employment. Official Radio Rangoon said the Council of State acted to ensure that multi-party elections this fall would be free. Campaigning in Columbus, Ohio, Republican George Bush described his Democratic rival, Michael Dukakis, as a campaign convert on defense issues, saying, "You cannot fool the Soviet leadership by knocking America's defense for 10 years and riding around in a tank for 10 minutes." And in defending the half-dozen campaign officials who've left under allegations of anti-Semitic activity, Bush suffered a slip of the tongue.
"I hope I stand for anti-bigotry, anti-Semitism, anti-racism."
Today, three GOP congressmen tried to tag Dukakis on the anti-Semitism issue, calling on him to remove three Jesse Jackson supporters he agreed to place on the Democratic National Committee. Norman Lent of New York said all are close to Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan.
"We think it's imperative that we examine these appointments of three anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian members of the Dukakis team to high posts on the Democratic National Committee."
Dukakis is campaigning in Southern California today, stressing his plans for combating crime and drugs. The White House says President Reagan will visit the Johnson Space Center in Houston next week and campaign for the Bush quail ticket in Texas and Florida. Nicholas Brady was sworn in today as Treasury Secretary. Mr. Reagan said he'd be chief economic spokesman. First reports on yesterday's crash of a domestic airliner in Ethiopia said nothing of any fatalities, but today relatives said at least 32 of the 104 people aboard died. It is traditional for men in Swaziland to take on more than one wife, but stopping there on his Southern African tour, Pope John Paul II spoke out today against polygamy. Listening to him was King Maswati III, only 20 years old, but already with several wives. The current leader of PTL says he will have to close homes for unwed mothers and homeless men and other facilities. Sam Johnson blaming a drop-off in contributions following publicity about Jim Baker's recent antics. On Wall Street to this hour, the Dow is ahead 1.43. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
Hi, this is Pat Summerall for True Value Hardware, your store of first choice. Wipe away the cracks of time from your driveway in practically no time with help from the Empire Roller Coater. This 19.5-inch roller sponge applies an even coat of sealer. A gravel remover scrapes out small rocks. A molded squeegee fills cracks and removes puddles. And a splatter shield makes it neat to use. Get the Empire Roller Coaster Driveway Applicator for just $7.77 at participating True Value Hardware stores and home centers.
Peace of mind. It's knowing you've got money in the bank and food on the table. And it's knowing your car will get you where you want to go. Knowing you fixed it right, with the right parts. Motorcraft quality parts. And now Motorcraft's offering a cash rebate by mail. So get some peace of mind with Motorcraft quality parts from Ford. Up to $9.60 off Motorcraft spark plug wire sets, oil, plugs, air and oil filters now through October 5th at your nearest retailer.
The White House was pessimistic but did not flatly reject today's proposal by Soviet leader Gorbachev to close the Soviet naval base in Vietnam and U.S. bases in the Philippines. But spokesman Marlon Fitzwater said no deal to an international space center out of the big Soviet radar at Krasnoyarsk, which the U.S. insists the radar violates the ABM treaty. For a fourth day, those three escaped anti-apartheid activists are holed up in the U.S. consulate in Johannesburg, South Africa, demanding guarantees the government will honor its promise of freedom. Today, Pik Botha, the foreign minister, derided them as failed martyrs who will have to leave the consulate with their tails beneath their legs, with all of South Africa laughing at them. After a night of street battles, Israeli troops are enforcing a round-the-clock curfew on six Gaza Strip refugee camps, forcing 180,000 people to stay home. Tomorrow, Palestinian leaders have called a general strike. Two more victims of the Ramstein airshow disaster in West Germany have died, bringing the number killed to 64. More than 20 remain in critical condition. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.